Also, we have the incredible Zuchus to read Parshas Vayetze. And of course, we read of the dramatic story of Yaakov Avinu venturing away from the familial home, venturing out to the city of Lavan, finding Rachel Imenu, ultimately marrying Rachel, marrying Leah, establishing the Shvatim, and again, ultimately, Yaakov Avinu's journey, the beginning of his journey back home. But the Torah records in great detail when Yaakov Avinu reaches the city of Charan, the city of Lavan, and the Torah tells us that as Yaakov Avinu enters into the city, he sees the shepherds. And the shepherds of the city are all gathered around the well, and they're seemingly doing nothing. They're doing nothing. So the Pasuk says, Parak Chav Tes Pasuk Zayin, chapter 29, verse 7, Vayomer, Hein Od Hayom Gadol, Lo Eis Hea Seif HaMikneh, Yaakov sees the shepherds and he assumes that they're just being lazy. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. So he tells them, it's still early in the day. It's not time to bring the flocks in. Go and water the sheep, right? Go ahead and give them to drink, uluchuru, and go out to graze. So Yaakov is seemingly giving them a muster for their slothfulness, for their laziness. It's still early in the day. It's not time to bring in the flock. Take out the flock, water the flock, let them graze. And I saw an incredible and beautiful idea by the great tzaddik, Rameir Premijlan. And the Rebbe says as follows, when the Rebbe looked at this pasuk, and it's so beautiful and insightful the way the Rebbe saw the words. But I want to quote to you, this is from the Sefer Sichos Tzadikim. And the Rebbe said, when Rameir Premijlan saw this pasuk, he said, Ribono Shel Olam, he used this pasuk as a supplicatory plea. He said, God, Lo Eis Hea Seif HaMikne, it's clearly not the time yet to bring in the flock. It is clear that you have determined that it's not yet the time for Mashiach. Im terem higia hazman lekabetz es galios Yisrael. So it appears to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have determined that it's not yet the time to gather the flock. The flock referring to Am Yisrael, the gathering referring to Kibbutz Galios, the ingathering of exiles. Lo eis ha'seif ha'mikne. It's not time yet that you have decreed to gather in the flock, to gather in your flock, to gather in Klal Yisrael, to bring Mashiach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not going to bring Mashiach just yet, al koponim, Hashku hatzon ulechu ureu. If you're determined that you're not going to gather in the flock yet and redeem us with Mashiach, at least give us to drink, at least give us to eat, water the sheep, and allow us to graze. Tein lahem parnasa, va'al tekapach es chelkam biglal chatoseim, ad shetavies hagu'ula hashlima b'mhera b'yameinu. Said the great Rameir Premijlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's not yet time to bring in the flock, if you have determined that it's not yet time to bring Mashiach, at least, hashku hatzon uluchu ureu, give the sheep to graze, give the sheep to eat, give the sheep to drink, provide for Klal Yisrael, give us parnasa, give us revach, give us surplus, allow us to be full, allow us to be successful. If you can't gather the flock, if you can't bring geula, redemption, at least allow us to be sated, and at least allow us to be happy. So first of all, such just an incredible insight into the pasuk. How the Rebbe, when you yearn for Mashiach, when you yearn for redemption, when you yearn for geula, you see Mashiach and everything, and you hear the footsteps of Mashiach and everything. The gathering of the flock representing geulas Mashiach. If I can't have that yet, then at least go ahead and water and take care of the flock. But I think from the words of the Rebbe, we could also expound another additional lesson, which is that first part of the pasuk, Lo Eis Ha'Seif HaMikneh. You know, the bringing in of the flock represents completion, right? After the shepherd has done his job for the day, when you're finished, you go ahead and you bring in the flock. So Yaakov Avinu was saying to them, you're not finished. And if you're not finished, you should at least do something. Take them out to graze. Take them out to water. And perhaps the message is as follows. The bringing in of the flock represents completion or perfection. There are many times in life where I want to do something, but I know that I can't do it perfectly. Or I want to start something, and I'm unsure if I can complete it. And a lot of times, you see, God, this concept a lot. A lot of times in life, I have this erroneous mindset that if I don't know that I could do something perfectly, then it's not worth doing. Or if I don't know that I could complete something that I'm going to start, then what's the point of starting? And the truth is, that is so unequivocally false. It's not true that I shouldn't start something unless I know I could complete it. My dear friends, the truth is, at the end of the day, there's nothing that I start that I know I can complete. There are no assurances for anything in life. And many times in life, I have the greatest of intentions and resources to be able to complete something. And for circumstances beyond my control, I can't complete it. Aiming for perfection is an exercise in futility. Perfection is only found with the Ribono Shel Olam. Perfection is never found by us. The most important thing in life is if you want to start something and do something, even if you don't know if it's going to be perfect, try it anyway. Even if you don't know if you're going to get to complete it, start it anyway. So many times in life, we lose out on such beautiful opportunities and such beautiful moments of aliyah, of growth, because I don't know if I could do it perfectly, or why should I start it if I don't know that I complete it? Mitzvah haba liyadecha al tach mitzena. When an opportunity comes your way, grab it. Take it. What's going to happen afterwards? Will I complete it or not? Will it be perfect or imperfect? That remains to be seen. That's sometimes even beyond your control and somewhere down the road. The ikr in life is to be able to start. The ikr in life is to be able to take a step. The most important thing is to begin the journey, even if you're not exactly sure how it's going to turn out. And that, I think, is the Rebbe's understanding of this pasuk. Yaakov Avinu sees, and he says, Hein od hayom gadol. Hein od hayom gadol. It's still early in the day. It's still early in life. So we have years, hopefully, ahead of us. And if we don't have many years, every day is an eternity. Hein od hayom gadol. For each and every one of us, it's still early in life. Maybe for some of us, it's early because we're young. And maybe for some of us who are a little bit of more advanced age, it's still early in the day. There's a whole day in front of me. And in Meretz Hashem, there's a tomorrow in front of me. There are still days. It's early in life. Lo eis ha'aseif ha'mikneh. The truth is, in life, you are never guaranteed perfection and you're never guaranteed completion. It's not always guaranteed that you're going to bring the flock home. It's not always guaranteed that you're going to reach your finish lines. And it's not always guaranteed that even if you reach the finish line, that it's going to look the way you had imagined it. So sometimes we don't have control or the ability to guarantee that we're going to bring the flock home. But even if I can't guarantee or be sure that I'm going to bring the flock home, Hashku hatzon ulchu uru. Water the sheep and feed them. The sheep are us. Water, feed, do something. Do something. Move your life forward in some way. Allow the sheep to graze. Allow the sheep to drink. Do something which ultimately facilitates your growth. It's not complete. It's not perfect. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to bring the flock back home. That's not your avoda. That's not your avoda. Your avoda is to recognize it's early in the day. It's still early in the day of life. Do something. Accomplish something. Maybe you won't be able to complete it. And maybe if you do, it will be highly imperfect and flawed. But all you can do is take the flock out and water it and allow it to graze. All you can do in life is start somewhere. And so a simple, beautiful pasuk of a conversation between Yaakov Avinu and the shepherds yields us two dramatic life lessons. A national lesson of the Rebbe, a supplicatory plea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's not time to bring the flock home, if you've determined that it's not yet time for Mashiach, at least allow us to eat and allow us to drink. At least make our lives comfortable. Take care of us and look after us. And on a personalistic level, although we strive to bring the flock home, We strive for a completion and perfection. Very often these things are beyond our reach. Don't abstain from dynamic life activity because you're afraid of not crossing the finish line, or you're afraid of not completing your tasks or your dreams perfectly. Rather, even if you don't know that you have the ability to bring the flock home, nevertheless, hashku haratzon ulchu ureu. Make sure today to do some grazing. Make sure today to do some drinking. Make sure today to begin on the journey. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Erev Shabbos.